I'm Liz Curtis Higgs, and this is Hidden Treasure. Did you have a secret wish as a child? Something you longed to do someday when you turned into a grown-up? Me too. I wanted to write a novel. When you make such a bold confession at age 10, people hide their smiles. Is that so? Good luck, honey. For the record, they say the same thing when you're 20, 30, 40, or 50. At 10, I only heard the good luck part. I bought a ruled notebook with a fake marble cover and began my first novel, The Mountain Cabin Mystery. Handwritten with a Ticonderoga pencil, it was page after page of perfectly awful prose. 18-year-old Betsy Lane was a girl of action and excitement. Oh dear, pray for Betsy. How about this line? Yes, they chorused. Chorused? Another classic, she found a manila envelope in the secret passageway hidden in a dark corner. Never guess I was writing a mystery, huh? 3 months later, I proudly displayed the finished product on my bookshelf, bought a second notebook, and started The Secret of Lakeview Manor, followed by The Ghost of Pine Lane, The Mystery at Snow Castle, A Clue by Candlelight, you get the idea. Nancy Drew, take two, with deepest apologies to Carolyn Keene. 10 juvenile mysteries poured from my pencil before I went off to college, storing my fiction hopes in a cardboard box in my parents' attic. Those notebooks sat there, quietly gathering dust, while I pursued a broadcasting career, then marriage, then motherhood, then public speaking, my dream of writing a novel all but forgotten. But God didn't forget. He never does. Not for one patient minute. He nudged me year after year, just as he may be tugging at your heart right now, whispering, "What are you waiting for, child? Open it. Open your gift." Since the Bible tells us every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, you can be sure whatever gifts were tucked in your young heart came from the heart of God. Often we display our gifts proudly as children, then hide them in adulthood, hoping no one will ask us, "Do you draw? Can you play the piano? Do you know how to sew?" "Not really," we murmur, fearing risk, dreading failure, convinced those things we loved to do as kids were nothing but child's play. In truth, they were a gift from God, placed in our small hands with big expectations. Last summer, my husband came strolling into my office, a grin stretched across his face. "Your brother called. Says he found something of yours in the attic." When the crate from Pennsylvania arrived, I paged through the mountain cabin mystery, shaking my head, teary-eyed and overwhelmed. I'd forgotten the story, but I well remembered the girl who wrote it, curled up in her bedroom chair, pouring her heart out on those lined pages, dreaming of the day she might write a real novel. The Lord knew, long before I knew him, that I would become a storyteller someday. Just as I'd hidden that box in the attic for safekeeping, God had stored that dream deep inside a corner of my heart and waited for me to find it again. Someday took a long while. From my pretend novel to a published one took 35 years. By our measure, a lifetime. By God's reckoning, right on time. My own kids, long past an age when they might be impressed with such things, looked over my shoulder, wide-eyed, as I paged through my notebooks. "Wow, Mom, if you were an author when you were 10, why'd you wait so long to start writing stories again?" Good question. What about your gift, beloved? Is it time to open it? I'm Liz Curtis Higgs. Thanks for listening.